Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Old Dominion, make it sweet. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, now listen. Maybe you're getting up this morning and you're like, I don't know if I'm ready for the day. I don't know if I can get stuff done today. I don't know if I can dominate.
Oh my gosh, were you in my head this morning?
Is that what you said?
That's so crazy.
You weren't going to be able to kill it today?
No, I'm going to kill it today, but I have coffee. I need a drink right here.
There's a guy who, over the weekend, graduated high school and Harvard on the same day.
Great. Well, I thought I was going to rock out today, but apparently...
No, what I'm saying is that you got to have some dreams. Don't give up. Listen, this is him talking about the experience.
So when I was younger, school got a little bit kind of boring to me, for lack of a better word, and I needed some way to stimulate my education, stimulate growth. I'm seeking to go to law school. I don't know where yet, but we'll figure that out hopefully at the end of the month.
You know, school got a little boring for me, so I decided to also enroll in Harvard. While I was in high school. I just love his matter of fact that he's like, school got boring for me.
So when I was younger, school got a little bit kind of boring to me, for lack of a better word, and I needed some way to stimulate my education.
Yeah, stimulate your education by also checking into Harvard. So he's done. He graduated both. Congrats. That's awesome. And now he's on his way to law school.
Unbelievable.
Could you imagine? You imagine being 18 years old, and in one hand you've got your high school diploma, and in the other one you've got your Harvard diploma.
No. I can't imagine, because when I was 18 and in school and I was bored, I just said, I'm bored. I didn't then go, this means I should go get another course load and sign up at Harvard. And yeah, no.
I think that's the thing, too. It's like in life, and I do this all the time. I'm like, okay, I'm sort of bored or I'm sort of not challenged. Like, what am I going to do about it? But so often we don't turn the corner and do something about it. You know what I mean?
No. Instead, you're like, yes, I got the easiest courses this semester. And then you enjoy your life.
All right. Well, so you're a little non-challenge right now. You want to get on Harvard.com.
No,
let's start signing up for, I don't know if they offer online classes at Harvard, but if they do, let's check that out.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. Yo, today, tonight,
yes.
Luke Combs in Lakeland at Wild Greg's Saloon. I've been out to Wild Greg's before. They had this crazy truck show out there like a year ago.
Yeah.
I went out there. It was crazy. Like the parking lot, what these people do and trick out these trucks. And they were like, hey,
Are these like semi trucks or like, no, like regular trucks?
No, like regular truck.
Okay.
Yeah, semis.
Well, I don't know. I was just thinking how cool it'd be to see like a bunch of tricked out semis. Have you ever been in there? I mean, there's the bed.
Oh, you got a bed. You got everything. Netflix. Yeah, it's all good. But Luke Combs tonight at Wild Greg's. This is so cool.
Luke, be nuts.
You never know today. You're going to be hitting happy hour or something in Lakeland. Luke Combs may walk in, but he's performing there tonight. And this could be the last time he's ever in Lakeland. I'm just going to throw that out there. He's become such a star. Serious.
It is. He's going to sell out arenas.
This is new music from Luke Combs. Beer Never Broke My Heart on QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep Fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
So we debuted Keith Urban's new song last week. It's called We Were. Keith's like, man, I don't know. I think maybe Eric Church co-wrote that song for me. I don't know. This is him talking about it.
He obviously writes a lot of songs, because when I texted him and said, are you a writer on a song called We Were? He said, is that the one with something about a water tower skyline or something? He's like, yeah, that one. He's like, yeah.
So Eric Church is putting out music. Guys like Keith Urban are picking up the songs and singing them, and Keith's like, or Eric goes, I think that was probably the one. Sure. Yeah.
That is insane that you're that talented, that you're just pumping out that many tracks that it doesn't even matter, and that you passed on that song.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, I wonder how many guys hear songs on the radio and don't realize that they co-wrote that song. You know, it's like, they just don't know because they write so much music and they're not sure what it sounds like when someone else gets their hands on it.
Yeah. I'm sure it sounds totally different than what they had even thought.
Bet they cash those checks, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Bet that mailbox money comes and they cash those checks. All right, Big and Rich. I don't know that there's any dispute as to who recorded this song first, but for some reason, Big and Rich wanted to cover Madonna's Like a Virgin.
This is the most random thing you're going to hear all day.
I checked John Rich's Twitter. I didn't see anything about it. I don't know what inspired these guys to do it. Here it is. It's very, let's say, different. Okay? Would you go with different?
That's very politically correct.
This
sure.
is Big and Rich, Madonna's Like a Virgin. Check it out.
I was sad and blue, but you made me feel.
almost like an alternative rock song a little bit. Like a
virgin. And then it starts to sound a little like polka mixed with Weezer.
Yeah. It's like a virgin. It is. It's very... I'm definitely feeling the Weezer a little bit, kind of, and then, but there's something else there that I can't really figure out. Like, I feel like that could be a song that was in, like, Pulp Fiction or something. Just,
It sounds like something that, I don't know, a cover band would do or something. It doesn't sound like them.
No matter what, we're just left asking why. Like, why? We just want to know why. Like, why? Big and Rich, Madonna, Like a Virgin, and we just want to know why.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
This is crazy. This guy has proof that God's name is actually... All right, I'm not going to tell you what he says God's name is, but he has proof of God's real name.
I thought it was just God.
That's what I thought. That's what everybody thought. This guy has proof. His daughter recorded the proof. We're going to play it for you next, right after Dirks. Seriously, this is crazy that this guy has uncovered this. I want you to hear it next. 99.5 QIK. It's crazy. Proof of God's name. Listen to this audio of the daughter of this guy record. How do you know? How do you know that God's name is what you say it is? And this is unbelievable. Here's the audio.
Talking about Dad.
God's name.
What is God's name?
Howard.
How do you know God's name is Howard?
All right, so the guy says God's name is Howard. His daughter's about to ask him to prove it.
Is he drunk?
No. Listen, he's about to prove it.
Okay.
Our Father who art in heaven, Howard be thy name. Yes. I don't know his last name.
I don't know.
Can you do that?
Now everybody in his house is making fun of him. This guy believes it. And then he goes, I don't know if you heard the clip. It's a little hard to hear. He goes, but I don't know his last name. So he's trying to figure out his last name. This is genius, I think.
Oh, I've never, ever, I never would have thought that that's what you were going to play. But also now I'm not going to be able to unhear that.
Ever unhear that. Our Father who art in heaven, Howard be thy name.
Our Father who art in heaven, Howard be thy name.
So ridiculous.
I don't know his last name.
I don't know his last name, he says. It is impossible not to laugh at that. I'm sorry. It's impossible not to laugh at that.
Howard be thy name.
Our Father who art in heaven, Howard be thy name.
Awesome.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, you're under the bright lights tonight. I'm going to tell people next what you're doing. Are you nervous?
Oh, I am nervous. Dude, the more you talk about it, the more nervous I get.
Melanie is so nervous, but this is so cool. And y'all in the Tampa Bay area could actually see her tonight performing. She's going to be performing tonight. It is a performance. Oh, it's a performance. We'll give you the details next and why she's so nervous to do what she's going to do tonight. It's QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, Melanie has a huge opportunity, and I think it's so cool.
It is really cool.
I mean, I don't know if Kevin and I are more excited about it than you are. You're nervous.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous,
but don't
because it's new to me.
Tell people what you're doing.
I am hosting the Rays game tonight at Tropicana Field, which I have obviously never done before. Huge Rays fan. Grew up here. Love the team. But
so you're doing all the in-stadium entertainment.
Yes. Like, so I'm not calling the plays and stuff.
Oh,
you know?
That'd be even more fun.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, if they need anyone for that, drop my name.
Okay.
Like, I'm totally serious.
I think they're covered there.
Ah.
But they do need an in-game host. And
yeah.
So they're doing these live auditions. And so that's what I'm doing tonight is I'm hosting the game and we'll see how it goes. And if I don't suck, maybe
Rays,
I'll be back.
Dodgers?
Yeah.
Dodgers, yep.
Not bad. You get your audition, your in-game host against the, the second largest city in America, bringing their team in here. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
Not trying to add any more pressure.
Yeah, thanks.
The Dodgers are talented. Maybe one of the most iconic, you know.
Thank you.
No, it's great. So that's tonight. What are you most nervous about? Because you're going to be on the Jumbotron in front of thousands of people.
Yes.
You have to provide them entertainment while the game is not being played. There's no live game action. So
yeah.
What, What are you most nervous about?
Honestly, I'm most nervous about hearing the feedback from the sound system. It's really hard when you're talking into the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
You hear your echo.
Yeah.
Much like when you see those people performing the national anthem, sometimes it throws them off because they're not used to hearing their voice back as an echo.
So what she's trying to say is, imagine hearing yourself talk 2 seconds later than what you just said. And it's hard to kind of keep talking when you heard what you just said later.
Right.
It's a delay.
We don't have that in radio. And haven't you ever called someone before?
Yeah.
And for some reason, the line is messed up and you're talking and then you're hearing an echo back. It's so hard to talk.
I did this TV thing once this season and we were like an on location thing.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I was hearing myself just a half second.
It'll drive you
in
nuts.
My earpiece. And it was like, I couldn't do it. I had to take the earpiece out every shot. I was like, I can't do it. But some people can do it. Some people can just keep rolling.
Right.
I can't do it. All right, so that's tonight. Melanie, if you're going to the game,
yeah,
you'll be
hi.
Seeing her. Yeah. Maybe you're like, hey, you know, it's Wednesday. Don't have any plans. Go see the Rays and Dodgers and support Melanie tonight at the Trop. That's
going to
be
love
awesome.
To see ya.
So what's going to be like your, you know how when players go out, and they have, like, those songs.
The walk-up songs?
Yeah, walk-up songs or hype songs or something.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need one tonight.
Well, yeah, because I'm definitely not going to be hitting any balls.
Well, you don't know. We don't know what's going to happen.
Actually, that's true. I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know what's
in store.
If it did, what would be your song?
I think it would be Jason Aldean. She's Country.
Hold on. So you're
just because the guitar.
Okay.
At the very beginning, I love it.
You're walking up to the plate.
Yes.
And this is what they're playing.
They just announced my name.
3 balls, 2 strikes, bottom of the ninth,
mm-hmm.
2 outs.
Here we go.
You've got, yeah, man on second and third,
mm-hmm.
down by one. All he needs is a single to win this game.
Yes.
Guy on second's got wheels.
And I need everybody
he's coming home.
Up on their feet. I need people cheering.
And here's the song you're playing. And now.
Yes.
Pinch hitting to win the game. Melody.
She's a hot little number in her pickup truck. Daddy's sweet money. Don't
and the crowd goes wild.
And you got your Louisville slugger walking up there.
Yes.
Down in Alabama, she's a raging
cage. All right. That's Melanie's.
Oh, I'm pumped. I want to go hit some balls right now.
Text us right now. What would be your walk-up song? Like, what's that hype song that you need if you're walking up? Let's say you're playing for the Rays. You're at the Trop. Big game. 800-992-1099. What would be your song? Kevin, you have one.
Yes.
Kevin, let's play Your and I's next.
Okay.
All right, let's take a quick break. Because I think I have a good one in mind
you're
for
gonna
me.
You're going to beat that?
Huh?
You're going to beat that?
I'm definitely beating this. Yes. Because you're not going to say, I'm walking up to the plate and the song is She's Country. I'm sorry.
That would be a little weird for you.
I'm just not doing that. That's not me. It is for some people. It's not for me. We'll play you our walk-up songs next. Kevin and I's song
can't
next.
Wait.
99.5 QIK. Rascal Flatts back to life. 99.5 QIK. We got Flatts tickets in 18 minutes. Huge show this Friday. Let's do it. Cold beer.
Yes.
Hot weather. I just saw 95 degrees for the high on Friday. So we're going to have to keep that beer extra cold, y'all.
So short shorts.
Extra cold.
Check.
For this Friday. But tonight, Melanie, she's going to be out at the Trop. She's going to be hosting the Rays game. It's Rays and LA Dodgers tonight. Big game.
Yep.
And you said you were a little bit nervous.
A little bit.
Which is good. I always think it's good to be nervous. I think there's a good nervous and a bad nervous, and I think you got the good nervous going.
Okay, well, that's good, because I'm worried that I have the bad nervous going
on. No, the good nervous is like, you're so excited about it, but you don't want to let people down. But like, that's the good nervous. But you, but you know you're ready to do it. Like, you know you got it.
I know I'm more than capable of doing it. I've hosted a bunch of charity events
right, in the past.
But I've just never been at the Trop hosting a game like this.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited for you.
I'm really excited.
It's really cool. So y'all get yourself a ticket tonight for the Rays at the Trop. Go watch Melanie. Entertain. Entertain you. Melanie will entertain you. Here's the thing. You buy a ticket to the game tonight,
uh-huh.
and you get free entertainment from Melanie.
Yeah, you could watch me do a really great job
or extra charge.
Fall on my face.
No extra charge for that. The entertainment's free after you buy a ticket to the game tonight. All right, so we'll see y'all out there. All right, so we were talking about our walk-up songs. You know, when batters walk up, they play a song to get the crowd hype and to get them hyped up. Like, what are they about to do? Like, what's the walk-up song? They're going to hit a home run, grand slam. Maybe you're going to hit a bunt. Maybe they're going to lay a bunt down. Who knows? Sometimes that works. Melanie's was She's Country, Jason Aldean. Kevin, we're up to you. You're walking up. You've been drafted by the Rays.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big game, bottom of the ninth, buddy.
Yes.
You're either going to the playoffs or you're striking out. What are you going to do? What's your song?
My song is not country. It is in the rock and roll format, and it is Motley Crue's Kickstart My Heart.
Wow, I did not see this coming.
Oh, look, he's doing the air guitar.
He's headbanging right now.
You know what I like about this? This doesn't get you hyped up.
This gets everyone.
This gets everybody hyped up.
Yes.
And I do feel like you are instilling fear in the opposing pitcher with this.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, dude, the opposing pitcher right now, his blood is boiling.
Yep.
Like, he's like, he can't think. He can't think. All right, there's Kevin's walk-up song. He was playing
good
for the Rays.
Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so surprised it wasn't country.
I played baseball in high school. We didn't have walk-up songs, right? Like, but now that I want to...
You know a lot of high schools do, though.
No, now they do. They all do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they all do now. But back then, I mean, we just didn't have it. Like, this wasn't a thing, you know?
You just heard people spitting out sunflower seeds. You just walked up. That was it.
Or some guy from another team, like, way off
heckling.
In the corner. He's like, you suck! All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you all for coming out today.
Yes, great.
Now I'll lay a bunt down and walk to first.
We used to do chants. In softball, you would chant.
Yeah, here's mine. I'm going to... Going, Kevin and the rock and roll,
yeah.
Little Limp Bizkit, rolling. And I just stare at the pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
Even though this song is upbeat and it's crazy and it's chaotic,
yes.
I'm not moving. I'm just looking him dead in the face.
If I'm the pitcher, I am so nervous.
I'll tell you, it's crazy. You know, we're doing this segment. I see this feeling like I know you're going to do the in-game entertainment. I would not be shocked if Kevin and I get a phone call from the Rays.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking about the player department for us to maybe lace them up tonight and go at it on the field.
You're going to DJ it and then go play?
Play.
Oh, okay.
I feel like, as long as y'all are using those songs, you're in the lineup tonight. I just wouldn't be shocked. No pressure on the Rays, but I'm down for the call. Yeah.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Kent Moore, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so we talked about Melanie. She's going to be out at the Rays game tonight doing the in-game entertainment. What do they officially call
it? Yes, it's the in-game host.
Oh, okay. In-game host. Hostess.
Hostess. They just say host.
Fine. In-game host. We'll go with that. But you're going to be on like the Jumbotron. You're going to be having fun. Gonna be everything. So,
yeah, I'm going to be out there in the stands with the fans. It's going to be fun.
Stands with the fans.
Yes.
All right. So check out Melanie tonight. If you don't have a ticket for the game, man, go get a ticket for the game. Support those Rays. LA's in town. It'll be fun. Real quick, to keep this baseball related, this play-by-play baseball broadcaster, he found himself calling a baseball play. That's what he does for a living. But he didn't realize he was going to be part of the play. Listen to how he incorporated this. This is pretty good.
1-1. Cordula swings and fouls it off towards the broadcast booth. And I make the catch on the foul ball. I am very proud of myself. I hope somebody got video of that. Boy, am I impressive. What a play by me.
I just thought this was absolutely great. I mean, the fact that he had to make the play, but then he's like, this is my once in a lifetime. That'll never happen again.
No.
When the ball's in the air, you could hear his voice tremble.
I know. He does.
He trembles.
There was like a quivering a little bit. Where you could tell, listen.
1-1. Cordula swings and fouls it off towards the broadcast booth. And I make the catch on the foul ball. I am very proud of myself.
Yes, we
are. I hope somebody got video of that. Boy, am I impressive. What a play by me.
Who's the best?
Who's better than him? No one.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Carrie Underwood, that's southbound, 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. I want to get the end piece of this one more time real quick. This guy, play-by-play, this baseball play-by-play broadcaster who had to catch the baseball, and he called the play, but I love the end when he gave himself credit.
Boy, am I impressive. What a play by me.
What a play by me.
What a play by me.
I just think that's absolutely great. the wherewithal to be able to do that, you know what I mean? And continue to do your job.
Yeah, that's a pro right there.
God, I don't know what I'd have done. That baseball's flying at me. I'd have ducked.
Yeah, I was going to say, if someone threw a baseball at me right now, I mean, I feel like people throw stuff in the studio all the time. I'm ducking.
I feel like we should do that. Should be like our new challenge course. Like, we should have people just come in and throw stuff at us while on the air just to see how we'll react.
Can it please just not be a baseball? It
could be all kinds of different
things. Could it be a paper ball, maybe?
Like
a wiffle ball?
Sometimes it'd be like... like big grouper, like raw grouper, like right out of the Gulf, and just come in.
What?
Yeah.
Is it Seattle where they throw
right,
the
they throw
fish
the
and
fish.
You catch it?
Just most random stuff. All right, here's what I'm going to throw at you right now. Rascal Flatts tickets this Friday night, the show. It's going to be great. We're kind of calling this the unofficial kickoff to summer.
Well, because it is.
It's going to be so great out there. Very hot. The beer will be cold. Rascal Flatts. Also, you're going to be qualified to interview Rascal Flatts here at the QYK Studios with Travis on Friday afternoon. So that's not for sale, man. That's an experience that may never come around again, really. So that's really, really cool. Callers 9 and 10, you're playing Mark and Melanie's world-famous name game, 800-992-1099.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
Rascal Flatts tickets up for grabs, plus qualified to interview Rascal Flatts this Friday at the QYK Studios with Travis. Man, this is going to be awesome, whoever gets to do that.
Yeah, it's priceless. You can't buy passes to come to the station and be a DJ and interview Rascal Flatts. It just doesn't exist.
It's never for sale. This is so cool. All right, Chris and Nicole, our contestants this morning. Chris, you were the ninth caller, so we're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. You're going to have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. Then, Nicole, you're going to have 5 seconds to respond. Then you guys will go back and forth until the first person runs out of names. Chris, we have 5 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
In honor of Melanie hosting the Rays game tonight, in-game entertainment at the Trop.
Yes.
Name things at a baseball game. Go, Chris.
Players.
Baseball.
Coaches.
Dugouts.
Fans.
Food.
Gloves.
Bases.
Bats.
Jerseys.
Cleats.
Billboards.
Popcorn.
Hot dogs.
Cracker Jack.
Beer.
Beer salesman.
Umpires.
Cameras.
Score.
Video.
5 seconds has expired, Chris. Sorry, buddy.
All right.
Congratulations, Nicole.
You
got those Rascal Flatts tickets.
Thank you so much, guys.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
That's Dan and Shay. Nothing like you. August 30th. Dan and Shay, FGL. What a party that's going to be.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait for that show.
I feel like I need to start hydrating and stretching out for that show. It's only May 22nd, and that show's August 30th. But my goodness, FGL, Dan and Shay, going to be great. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. What do you think about real quick? We've all seen other people eating in cars, right? We've seen people, you know, especially on the way to work. Like, people are, like, just scarfing down breakfast or whatever. What is the most insane thing you've seen somebody eating while they were driving?
It just happened last week.
What was it?
When we went to that ropes course up in Brooksville.
Oh, yeah.
To Flag X. Buck, who is our video guy, we go through McDonald's, and he ordered some big breakfast combo, and he was driving the vehicle.
What's that thing called?
Basically like a Grand Slam at Denny's. Like, he had everything.
There was like 3 pancakes, 5 pieces of bacon, 5 pieces of sausage, and then it was just covered, doused in eggs, scrambled eggs.
And syrup, and he had to cut up the pancakes.
So he's ordering this, and Melanie goes, "Hey, Buck, who's driving? You can't eat that and drive." And he's like, "You want to bet?" And he did it.
Yeah, he's just funneling pancakes into his mouth, and oh my gosh.
All right, breakfast food seems to be sort of normal. You see a lot of people eating breakfast food, right? I'm going to tell you this story next of what me and my friends and my wife saw. We were out on Treasure Island Saturday night. What we saw this guy eating while he was driving. We're actually waiting for a bridge to go down right on the causeway. I'll tell you the story next, and you text us what you've seen people eat while they're driving. It's QYK. Craziest thing you've seen people eating while they were driving, okay? What is it? 99.5 QYK. Send us your text. I know your texts are coming in. 800-992-1099. So my friends and I and my wife, we go out Saturday night. We get a babysitter, and we're hitting up Treasure Island area, right?
Yeah. T.I.
It's like Brown Boxers, new place called Hippie Bar. Well, it's been on for a minute, but new place for us.
Hippie Bar?
Yeah, it's Hippie Bar.
Does it smell or is it?
No, it's really cool.
Okay.
It's really cool.
I'm just curious.
No,
okay.
It's really, really cool. And so then we're going across the causeway to go back into Seminole. And the bridge is up. Somebody in their $9 million yacht's got to get through, right?
Yeah, those people.
Which, by the way, I love. Like, I always say, if you can live somewhere that you got to wait for a boat to cross and you can't get home till the boat crosses, you're lucky. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is true.
I think it's awesome. So we're sitting there, everything. We look over, and my buddy goes, is that guy eating peel and eat shrimp in the car next to us?
No, he wasn't.
So I look over, I'm like, what? He's peeling off the shrimp. And throwing it out, he's throwing the shells and the legs out the window and then eating the shrimp. And I'm like, my God, you got to be kidding me. He's peeling and eating shrimp as we speak, like eating. That's what he's eating. Most of the time, what's the number one food you would imagine? French fries, right? To eat
oh,
in the car.
Yeah,
that's,
totally.
And then like hamburgers. I've
or
seen people,
hash brown, something that you can just hold
right.
easily.
I've seen people go after a piece of pizza in the car. It's not as clean, but I've seen people go after it and do it. This guy's doing peel and eat shrimp. I got a video of it. I'm going to put it up in a second on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. The dude puts his window down and started talking to us. Like, super cool guy. But I'm like, man, you know you're living the dream when you're eating peel and eat shrimp as you're driving. Like, that's insane.
And you know it wasn't his first time. That's not something you just casually do.
Right.
Like, oh, I think I'm going to just try to eat these peel and eat shrimp. He was just peeling them right off, chucking them out the window.
I almost feel like you got to practice that, like in your driveway before you do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's something that doesn't come easily.
No, it doesn't. Like, you've got to know you can pull that off.
I'm impressed.
Me too.
Honestly, because I struggle with that even when I'm sitting at a restaurant. Let alone when I'm driving a motor vehicle.
When you're actually in the place where you're supposed to do it, it's hard, right?
I really want to see him start cracking some crab legs.
Oh,
that
man.
Would be impressive.
That'd be something. But I got to tell you, this guy was really good. A funny dude. I'm going to put the video up real quick on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. You can check that out. Really funny guy. And keep your texts coming in, 800-992-1099. Craziest thing you've seen somebody eat while driving.
Yeah, we got a text. Somebody said, I've ate soup before while I was driving, but I drive a lot for work. Chris J said people that eat fried chicken while they're driving in the car, it's just ridiculous. And then this one takes
grease all over their face with the fried chicken.
Oh, man.
Drove past a taxi driver on our honeymoon, and he was eating Asian food, .. with chopsticks.
Oh, my God.
Never seen anything like that.
That is awesome.
With chopsticks
while you're driving.
That's impressive.
Man, there's some talent out there. I'm just telling you. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Thomas Rhett, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so the daughter of this guy grabs her phone and records her dad claiming he has proof of God's first name. He knows what it is. Here's how it went down.
Talking about dad.
God's name.
What is God's name?
Howard.
How do you know God's name is Howard?
Our Father who art in heaven, Howard be thy name. I don't know his last name.
I don't know his last name, he said.
Can you do that?
I've got to ask this question. How has it taken all these years for that to come up? You know what I'm saying?
I've never even heard it that way. Ever. So it's so funny. Now I'm not going to be able to unhear it.
I was going to say, good luck ever hearing the Lord's Prayer again and not saying that. I mean,
our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Absolutely great.
I don't know his last name.
All right, so we've got the audio.
I don't know his last name.
We've got the audio up, right?
Yes.
99.5QYK.com. Share this with your friends. Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed
be thy name.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Reason 9,500,281, mm-hmm. 45, that
45.
Teachers don't make enough money. Oh, boy. Group of kids at an Ohio middle school decided to make some crepes for their middle school teacher.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, unfortunately, it came out later through social media that these crepes were, uh-oh, in fact,
uh-oh,
the main ingredient were bodily fluids. Police are now investigating. Let me tell you something. These kids, they are testing the crepes. If they, in fact, come back positive, they will face felony charges. Assault with a bodily substance is a real crime. It's felony. Serious business.
It should be. You can't trick people and say, oh, here's a crepe. Just kidding. It's crap. You can't do that.
Yeah. And of course, the kids, so they chronicled this whole thing in a video that they shared over social media. A couple kids in the class got it, didn't think it was cool, turned it into the principal, who then contacted the police. Whew. Unbelievable.
Oh, that poor teacher.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. In Oklahoma, a woman's been arrested for throwing billiard balls at her boss.
Okay.
So her boss and her weren't seeing eye to eye. He sent her home because she showed up intoxicated. So she decides to go to Oklahoma City's Red Dog Saloon to drink off being sent home from work.
Even though she was already drunk,
right,
which is why she got sent home from work.
Well, while she's at the saloon, she sees the pool table and she goes, you know, that boss, he shouldn't have sent me home drunk. She grabs the pool balls from the pool table,
this
goes back,
nuts,
and starts launching them at him.
Oh, my God.
The first ball hits her boss in the face. The second one missed. The boss was able to flee the scene. Police, and then, of course, he calls 911. Police then show up, and they erase her. They arrest her. She should be erased. They should erase her. But she's been charged with assault and battery. So, there you go.
Yeah. In other news, pool night has been canceled at the Red Dog Saloon.
God, could you imagine? You show up drunk, and he says, get out of here, you're drunk. And then you go drink more, and then you come back with the pool balls. Jeez.
That's a bad employee.
I need a drink right now.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5
QIK. 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. Okay, now, you know, we've heard a lot of national...
What? You can't even get through it.
Because I was just listening to it at the end of Florida-Georgia Line. We've heard a lot of national anthems that haven't been the best.
Yeah, remember Christina Aguilera? She did the national anthem for the Super Bowl and failed.
So this was in Durham, North Carolina. It was at a minor league baseball game. And I want you to hear this guy. I mean, the only way to put this is he totally destroys the national anthem. At one point, he asked the fans to help him out. Then he tries to rebound. He hangs in there, but here it is.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light whose... Right. Let me hear you, people. Please. The so bright gleaming and the...
He brought it back.
Yeah, he's trying. He's got the crowd going a little bit.
The perilous line.
He's in and out.
O'er the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave fruit through the night. That our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet sing for the land of the free?
That was the best part right there.
And the home of the brave.
All right, let's give a sympathy clap.
Okay, that poor guy.
There were never more beers drank during a national anthem than that one. I promise you that.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Damn, that song's so great. Dan and Shay, that's called All to Myself. 99.5 QIK. You guys get new music first. Like I said again, August 30th, FGL opening for them, Dan and Shay.
It's going to be such a good show. All of my friends are already hitting me up asking if I can get them free tickets. I'm just like, no, you got to buy your tickets or win them.
It's concert season, so our friends, we always have more friends during concert season.
Of course.
Yeah. What day is August 30th? Do we know the day off the top of our head? Because I got to tell you, if this has got to be a Friday.
I think it is. I'm pretty sure.
Got to be a Friday.
It's Friday.
But thank God. I may still need to take Monday off, though.
Oh, and it's Labor Day weekend.
Oh, God, forget it. We already got Monday off. I'll take Thursday off, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm taking Thursday, Friday,
Monday. And
you'll see me Tuesday. Forget it. You'll see me Wednesday. That's how big that party's going to be.
That just escalated really quickly.
Actually, I'm going to retire right after that show. I'll be done. That's the way to go out. What are you doing for your retirement party? Oh, I'm having FGL and Dan and Shay sing for me.
Sounds like a good way to go out.
That's going to be a great show. All right, real quick. Researchers, they tested a bunch of surfaces to see what's the dirtiest surfaces on planet Earth. Okay. Number 5, a public bathroom. That doesn't surprise me. Number 4, a credit card.
A dirty surface? Oh.
Yeah, because you swipe them through the machines. Those machines are really dirty.
Oh, man.
Number 3 is a parking meter. Number 2 is a park bench. Number 1.
Is it the gas station pump?
No. Though I think those are dirty, too. The door handle at a fast food restaurant had the most bacteria than anywhere else on planet Earth.
Ew.
The door handle of a fast food restaurant. You got to buy, like, those baby wipes or those Clorox things and just, you know what I mean, use that to grab the... Yeah, that's what you got to do.
You know what irritates me, though, is that you go places like Target and you want to use one of those wipes to wipe down the cart.
They're all dry?
But they're either dry or they're not even near the carts.
Yeah.
So you have to grab a cart first and then go walk over to them. This defeats the whole purpose.
Gosh, it's not fair.
And then I got to use the self-checkout.
That's dirty,
and that
too.
That thing is dirty.
Didn't make the list, though. Fast food restaurant. I'm just going to buy gloves and wear gloves everywhere. That's what I'm going to do. It's 99.5 QIK.